those type of things as our top pays. The next page, if you look at those high dollar drugs, Otezla is your top drug. And you'll recall that's the one in the news because it helps with weight loss and some other things. There are a lot of people who did not bother to go to the doctor before because they didn't want to really know that they were pre-diabetic. There are people that are going in getting that pre-diabetic diagnosis so that they can get weight loss drugs. And so we're seeing a lot of that. Again, Otezla is one of the top drugs for most of our groups now because people are making sure they get in and get that prescription because they're trying to lose some weight. And unfortunately, if it goes along, it is not covered for weight loss under the medical plan. But if there is a medical diagnosis, and often people who are overweight are pre-diabetic, then they can get a prescription for Otezla through the plan. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to see a lot of them.
Aren't we starting to see some negative comment in regard if they're misusing it in regard for that?
It's too early to tell. The concern is what are the long-term effects, because they really don't have, you know, a lot of data on that. Plus, I mean, I forget Medicare. They did a study. If they opened it up for everybody on Medicare, and the costs were just staggering, you know. So because it is a very expensive drug, you can see that we had 24 scripts that cost $70,000. So it's one of those things. I mean, the long-term effect could be very positive, right? If people do lose some weight and then that helps with blood pressure and diabetes and all the other things, then actually there could be that it net becomes a positive. But as it stands right now, it's very costly. Humira is your second one. Anti-inflammatory drug. Didn't exist 5 years ago. $57,000 worth of scripts for 18 of them, or 16 of them. Old eyes. The final report are your shock claims. Again, it's stretched into two pages on us, but Cox did improve this report in that if you go to the back of the second page, you used to have to hunt through it to find the people who were no longer on the plan. They now list them all at the bottom. So if you look at the far left where it says T, that's for terminated from the plan. So all of those folks, three of which are shock claimants, are no longer on your plan. So obviously that's a positive. If you look, going back to the first page, I always like to look at that last date of service on the far right. Last DOS is what it's labeled. Many of your claimants have not had any treatment in 2024. Obviously some still have. A couple of big claimants have. But overall, we seem to be stabilizing a little bit, so hopefully this continues, and hopefully we've got enough time prior to renewal to let it trend down and go from there, but we won't know until we get there. So we'll be back when that's ready to go to talk to you about it. With that, I entertain any questions.
Any questions from the commission?
One final thing that just popped in my head, you, just to remember, you all have a 12% rate cap for the year. So worst case scenario, that's where we would head. So I thought I would remind you all of where we are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. All right. That is our last order of business we have down here. We are agendized for 9:30 for SB 190 Ordinance Roundtable. I have 9:34 a.m. We will be in recess at this time.